Chapter 11, The Sixth Mandate.
In the first mandate, I directed you to attend to faith and fear and self-restraint,
he said. Yes, sir, I said.
But now I wish to explain their nature, that you may know what power each possesses. Their effects are twofold, for they relate both to the righteous and to the unrighteous. Trust righteousness, but distrust unrighteousness. For the path of righteousness is straight, but wickedness is a crooked path. Therefore, walk on the straight and smooth path and leave the crooked path alone. For there are no beaten tracks on the crooked path. Instead, there is nothing but pathless places and numerous stumbling blocks. It is rough and full of thorns. Therefore, it is injurious to those who walk in it. Those who take the straight path walk smoothly without stumbling, because it is neither rough nor thorny. Therefore, you see that it is more advantageous for you to walk on this road.
Sir, it is a pleasure to walk on this road, I said.
Then walk in it,
he said.
And anyone who turns to the Lord wholeheartedly will also walk there. Now I'm going to tell you about faith,
he said.
There are two angels who accompany man, the angel of righteousness and the angel of wickedness.
And I said to him, but how am I to know their operations if both are dwelling with me?
Listen, and you will understand them,
he said.
The angel of righteousness is sensitive, modest, gentle, and tranquil. Therefore, when this angel comes into your heart, he will immediately converse with you about righteousness, purity, holiness, self-control, every righteous work, and glorious virtue. When all these thoughts enter your heart, you can be sure that the angel of righteousness is with you. These are the deeds of the angel of righteousness. Therefore, believe him as well as his deeds. Now observe the deeds of the angel of wickedness. First of all, he is of violent temper, bitter and silly. His deeds are evil, the ruin of the servants of God. Therefore, when he enters your heart, know him from his deeds.
Sir, I do not know how I shall recognize him, I said.
I shall tell you,
he said.
When violent temper comes over you or bitterness, you can tell that he is within you. Then there arises the craving for excessive action, extravagance in many things to eat and drink, numerous feasts, varied, unnecessary dishes, the desire for women, covetousness, arrogance, boasting, and a host of similar related excesses. When they arise in your heart, you can tell that the angel of wickedness is with you. Now that you know his deeds, keep away from him and put no trust in him, because his deeds are wicked and against the interests of God's servants. Here you have the workings of the two spirits. Understand them and trust the angel of righteousness. Keep away from the angel of wickedness, because his teaching is evil in every respect. For even though a man is most faithful, if the desire of this angel arises in the heart, that man or woman is bound to commit some sin. Now on the other hand, though a man or woman is most wicked, when the deeds of the angel of righteousness arises in the heart, they must necessarily perform a good action.
Then he said,
so you see that it is good to follow the angel of righteousness and to put yourself out of range of the angel of wickedness. This much this commandment makes clear about faith, that you may believe the deeds of the angel of righteousness and live to God by performing them. Believe that the deeds of the angel of wickedness are troublesome, and if you do not perform them, you will live to God.